a lady that would be very clued in and you wouldn't expect to get caught out was caught out last November. She received a call from a man stating he was from Aircom, extremely plausible, stated that he was calling about a broadband problem in the area. He provided her with an Aircom ID number as well as a Dublin phone number. An exceptional smooth talker, kept her talking on the phone for ages. She followed instructions to go on her online banking and carried out the instructions. And she was defrauded in the amount of a large five-figure sum. And she was pretty quick to report it. And it was discovered that the money went overseas, Portugal and London. And by the time that the bank tried to intervene, the money was drawn down and gone. So for anybody that receives calls like these, don't divulge personal information over the phone. Don't trust the caller. Sometimes it can make it look like their number is genuine on the caller ID. Get onto your bank. Speed is of the essence here. To get onto your bank to try and recall the funds as quickly as possible if it can be done. Once it goes overseas, it's extremely difficult for ourselves. We have to go through certain channels to deal with foreign police forces, and your money is gone at that stage. No bank, no company should ask you for PIN numbers or personal data over the phone or to go online.